This recording, Jiangsu 22, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then seeing a turn to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that Vance's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
My hometown is Nantong, Jiangsu province. It's a beautiful and a clean city. People there are friendly and warm-hearted. Nantong is famous for its education. There is a saying that if you want to know the education level in China, please come to Jiangsu. And if you want to learn the education level in Jiangsu, please come to Nantong. And besides, Nantong is famous for its architecture and physical education. There are many winners who got gold medals in the Olympic Games.
少儿提议资愿少儿杀习资拜议乐乎于盘此于讽拉拜议乐乎言罢之而罢任拜议准之乎为见提尔资愿思双薄 一言以蔽之，愿死无邪。之于文秀，之愿整之秀哉，是为难焉。假如驱魔，家难忧焉。不正，何以罢乎？
萨池苏日公池苏鱼挫池苏姆炎炎塞杂炎炎塞杂。